It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, and love the fact that you picked us to spend the morning with. You can...
We would have made different choices.
We wouldn't have made a different choice, Carl. We would have made a different studio, just not this one. But that's okay, because you just let all that roll off your back. It's Friday. This afternoon, you're going to be somewhere with your legs kicked up, having a cocktail, and this will all seem like it didn't happen.
I'll be at a wedding.
Good for you. Good for you. All right. So we are rolling along here this morning, giving you a few highlights from what happened last night. Donald Trump speaking to a group of Jewish supporters and pointing out some of the difficulty he seems to encounter with the Jewish vote, much to his surprise. And that's got the left all up in arms this morning. Kamala Harris spent the evening with Oprah Winfrey and a bunch of different stars. And I couldn't even start to name all of them. But she just had an opportunity to hit the ball out of the park, and all we got was a few giggles and empty platitudes. Nothing. Not a single solitary plan to do anything. I don't know how people can look at her and decide that's who should be leading the free world, but that's the situation we find ourselves in with 47 days to go. Meryl Streep was on there. That's who, one of the ones, Carl was on there with her last night, who came on and said, "Oh, hello, Miss President." I mean, Miss Vice President. And Kamala said, 47 more days. So this is what you're battling in the mainstream media, no doubt about it. Coming up, we're going to get to Ryan Wiggins in studio. We have requested, although we're batting exactly zero is our batting average today on getting these guests that we've scheduled, other than John Pudner earlier. Bill Malugin. I'm trying to get Bill Malugin to phone in down here. And he was at that Springfield town hall that Vivek Ramaswamy held last night. And I want to get his take on how that went and what he heard there last night. I got a little bit of sound from it. And there's no doubt about it that there's something going on in Springfield that they don't, that the elected officials choose to ignore it. Beyond what we've played for you from their many city council meetings, people just choose to ignore it. So I just point that out that... We're hoping to get Bill Malugin here to talk a little bit more about that, but I do have some sound from down there. But first, Carl, let's get to this morning's shortlist, please.
The Mark Knox shortlist.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walls is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes.
I probably should not have said that.
Keeping it real. Somebody comes to my house, they're getting shot. Your house is the Naval Observatory. You're the Vice President of the United States. If somebody breaks into that house, they're getting shot by the Secret Service because you're surrounded with armed guards all the time, Kamala.
You know, the Teamsters, many of them worked for me, even doing this building. But I built many buildings in New York, and they delivered the concrete, and they delivered it well.
There you have it. That is the reaction of Donald Trump to the fact that the Teamsters Union didn't endorse anybody, even though they always seem to endorse the Democrat in all the recent elections. And this is another point that the mainstream media did not like having to cover the other day.
You had reportedly said you wanted a sort of an open primary if Joe Biden stepped down. Did you change your mind?
No, I didn't change my mind. We had an open primary and she won it. Nobody else got in the race.
Did you hear that? Yeah, that's Nancy Pelosi trying to argue that Kamala Harris ran in and was elected as the candidate in an open primary. I don't know if they gave her a breathalyzer before the interview or not.
abortion will be centered to this
these
election.
These events are, part of a strategy that the Harris campaign is putting out there, which is to largely avoid doing interviews. They're not necessarily settings that put her, that where she shines. So they're doing this instead. And this was very different for her.
It was very different for her. That is Abby Phillip over on CNN last night, but talking about the Oprah Winfrey event. It was an Oprah Winfrey event. That's what it was. It was, God knows how much they spent on that studio. She doesn't do a regular show anymore, does she, Carl? Come on, you're my entertainment guy. She runs her multi-billion-dollar business from one of her many homes. I saw the one in Nassau in the Bahamas.
Oh, she's got one in Hawaii as well.
She owns like half of the end of that island now. Yeah.
And if she does anything, she usually does it with her friend Gail. If she has to be on TV.
Gail must have been there last night because she wasn't on the air this morning for CBS This Morning.
That's about right.
But she must have been hiding in the background.
She just signed a new deal.
Ah, sure she did. So when I was in the Bahamas the last time, it's been a few years, we took jet skis out and we cruised around the end of the island so we could see
Oprah's house.
And there was a bunch of wait staff there. She was not there, but there were people out.
Shooing you away?
No, they weren't shooing. Because we were technically in the water, so there's nothing they could do about it. But they had people raking the beach in front of her home.
It's
doing the important work. Sort of like what she was doing for Kamala Harris last night. She was raking the beach for Kamala Harris. She was trying to make it look good, right? And that's what they did last night. So Kamala Harris, I played some of the bites in the last segment, didn't really answer any questions. Same hold. I grew up in a middle class neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. But I have no idea how the hell to fix the economy. That's how you complete that sentence. I grew up in a middle class household. Well, so did most of us. So did most of us. That doesn't mean you're prepared to walk in and handle the world's largest economy or run the world's largest military. Or strongest military, anyway. I don't know if it's the largest, but strongest, for sure. No, it doesn't. And 1 week out, less than a week out, from the second assassination attempt, the second attempted murder of Donald Trump, Fox got access to the basement corridor in Congress yesterday. This is where the House members walk when they leave the House floor to get back to their offices. So they caught up with three of them, one of which was Rashida Tlaib to ask about this. And the other was that Congresswoman Crockett, the one that MTG joked with about her big eyelashes. They caught them walking back to their offices and they asked them a very key question. Bear in mind, we are 5 days out from the last assassination attempt of Donald Trump because of the rhetoric from the left in this country. Listen.
I wanted to know if you think it's time for Democrats to stop calling Trump a threat to democracy.
No, fact of the matter is that he is a threat to democracy.
No, I think we should be clear that he is a threat to democracy.
Do you think that the rhetoric, though, needs to be toned down?
I think his rhetoric should be toned down, absolutely.
Listen, these are the facts. He is a threat, period, point blank.
Yeah, 5 days ago, a lunatic left-wing Kamala Harris supporter got here somehow from Hawaii, got a high-powered gun with a high-powered scope, and was laying in wait for the president of the United States because of language like that. And they haven't toned it down at all. Why are they so afraid of one man who's already been president, and you know exactly what he would do if he got back in the White House? What are they afraid of? Just ask yourself that question. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here. Bottom of the hour, I know for sure we got Ryan Wiggins. We'll get to Wiggins America at 8:35. Then we're going to tell you how you can, if you're a veteran or you know a veteran, there's a great event coming up to support vets, a fantastic organization, and we'll have all the details for you about 8:45. Stay tuned.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So interesting development here. You know, earlier, if you were listening, I was trying to get to Jacob Lang on the show, who has been incarcerated for the 3.5 years since January 6th. No trial yet. Forget your right to a speedy trial in the United States. The man's been incarcerated, and we had scheduled an interview with him this morning. Now, think about the logistics of that if you're locked up by your persecutors. He's locked up, and of course they don't like him, and they don't want his voice to get out complaining about his situation. So we just found out that when he was supposed to call us from jail this morning at 8:35 Eastern time, which was 7:35 our time, he couldn't do that. And why was that, Carl? Where was he exactly?
They put him back into solitary confinement.
He's in solitary confinement. Now, bear in mind, the man's never been convicted of anything, except he's charged, obviously, with crimes on January 6th, but they've offered him 109 months in prison. He's already served 3 years as a plea deal, but they won't take him to trial. Why is that? Anyway, I just found that out. That's the reason he couldn't call us, because they don't have phones in solitary confinement, apparently. Did you know that, Carl?
I did not. Well, I learned that today.
Yeah, they for some reason, there's not a phone hanging on the wall when you go into solitary confinement.
It's not very solitary if you can use the phone.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. Plus, I'm sure the Attorney General Merrick Garland would not appreciate what he had to say very much, you know? Anyway, that's the reason we didn't get our interview this morning. We were all worried about it. And it's just, I mean, this is the thing that's going on here in America. You've got so many people who in the media who just carry the water for the left in this country. And it's kind of sickening. I did want to play this for you, and then I want to give you the reaction. Of course, you understand the reaction from the media. I played this bite earlier. This is Donald Trump last night talking about it, Israel, and how important it is for Jewish people to support him and not Kamala Harris, because the minute she gets in the White House, she is going to absolutely bow to Rashida Tlaib and the rest of the crazy leftist pro-Palestinian group and the terrorists in Hamas. You know she's going to do that. She's lying about it right now to get elected, and then she's going to go in and wreak havoc. And this is what Trump said last night that's drawn a lot of heat.
You have to defeat Kamala Harris. More than any other people on earth, Israel, I believe, has to defeat her. And it hurts me to say it. You're going to still vote for Democrats, and it doesn't make sense. I say all the time that any Jewish person that votes for her, especially now, her or the Democrat Party, should have their head examined. Jewish people, people that's supposed to love Israel in 2020. So remember, I got 24-25%. Now I did all of these things and I got 29%. Think of it. So I wasn't treated right.
So he got 29% of the Jewish vote, which means 70% of the Jewish vote went to the Democrats in the last election, right? A little more than he got the last time he ran, the time before that. And yet he's the one that brought the Abraham Accords. He's the one that moved the embassy to Jerusalem. All of these things he's done to support it. He's the one that basically took the money away from Iran so they couldn't support the terrorists fighting against Israel. You talk about Middle East peace. They were on a path to Middle East peace with the Abraham Accords. And the Biden administration undid all of that. And on all they could focus on this morning is, how dare he say that they're out of their minds if they don't vote for him? Listen to, I mean, Scott Jennings kind of set them straight this morning on CNN, and I was glad to see that.
I respect you very much in the work you've done. You cannot deny what we have seen in America since October the 7th, and it has only to do with one thing. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, and there are people who feel like now is the time to let it out, and it is ugly.
It is ugly, and that's why we shouldn't nominate a president who dines with white supremacists, who makes one of his key allies.
If you want to make apologies for it on the left, go ahead.
I'm not going to do it. No, you are.
If you want to make apologies for it, that's fine. And I'm so glad he pointed that out to them. You can't look at what happened almost 1 year ago. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the murder of 12 or 1300 Israelis by these armed lunatics and not see how it happened. It happened because Iran was emboldened and they gave money to Hamas, and Hamas was able to plan and pull this thing off. And there's anything else is a lie. You cannot get around the fact that had Donald Trump been president, October 7th would not have happened because they wouldn't have had the funding or the means to do it. Think about that. Just let that soak in for a minute. Coming up, we'll get to Ryan Wiggins. You know what that man loves? He loves to talk about polling. And I know he's been looking at these polls in some of the swing states like Pennsylvania. Now there's a debate in North Carolina as to what might happen down there because of uproar in the governor's race. We'll get to all that for you coming up.
I, Kamala Harris, am your Democrat candidate for president because Joe Biden finally exposed his senility at the debate. Thanks, Joe. I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color. So if you criticize anything I say, you're both sexist and racist.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Wow. So if I played that in the state of California, they could put me in jail because that is an AI parody that was put together with Kamala's voice saying all the things that are happen to be true, but that they're never going to say to you. She would obviously never say those things, admitting that she was a DEI pick and all those things. But seriously, that's what the governor of California, Ryan, just passed a law that tech companies and people like Elon Musk will be held responsible if users of their platform play something like that or make it available.
Yeah, the big question is, who's in charge of policing that? Who decides, well, that's misinformation?
Well, I'm sure
fake.
he'll put a squad together to constantly peruse X, looking for examples where he can make an example of Elon Musk and try to charge him. They hate the fact that he has endorsed Donald Trump.
You know, this might be the first time this has ever been said on the Mark Cox Morning Show, but thank God for Weird Al. Because he has pushed parody law. And I mean, there's lots of people who've done this, but yeah. Parody is protected law. Mm-hmm. So if you create something like that, that is intended to be parody, you know, we're in new territory for sure, because nobody's been able to do it that well
with AI. Yeah.
But there is a long history of established law that protects parody in this country. And that will be put to the test now with this California law.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
That you're talking about.
Yeah,
his
Weird
movie
Al Yankovic
is fantastic.
It is. It's pretty funny.
Weird. The Weird Al story.
Yeah. Daniel Radcliffe plays Weird Al.
No kidding.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yes. It's great.
It is. Isn't there a moment in that movie where he just decides to murder everyone?
Yeah.
Like the movie's completely fake.
Yes.
It's not based on his actual life.
He acts like his parents were really mean to him,
mm-hmm.
except for the fact that they had a very normal life.
Yeah.
But that's not interesting.
And in the movie, the claim is that all these artists were stealing from Weird
him.
Al. Yeah.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that Michael Jackson has stolen my song,
yeah.
Eat It?
Yeah. It's a pretty funny movie.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
It's on Roku. It's on the Roku.
This is some dystopian stuff, though. I've heard you talking about this law a couple days ago, and it's just frightening how willing Democrats are to sort of throw free speech aside and just say, well, we're just going to get away with whatever we can get away with and let the courts kind of figure it out. That's what they're doing.
They're tolerant if they agree with you, but they don't like tolerance otherwise. And they, you know, I mean, so many examples of them just wanting to ignore the Constitution, whether it comes to the Second Amendment or the First Amendment. The misinformation czar thing is something else I still can't get past. They didn't successfully pull it off, but they look longingly at other countries like England and Canada and these places where they want to pass laws controlling you saying something they simply disagree with. They want to label it as misinformation and lock you up. Hillary Clinton said that earlier this week.
Yeah, you know what? Even when I heard that fake, it was obviously fake clip from Kamala. She says stuff sometimes, though, that, you know, she's so bad at spin. The Democrats will try to give you terrible policies, but they'll spin them to where it sounds like, it's okay, we want to just stop misinformation or whatever it is at the moment. Yeah. But she says stuff like, we played one yesterday where she's talking about, and this is probably a 15-year-old clip of her saying, you know what, we don't really care about the sanctity of your locked doors in your home. Mm-hmm. We'll come in and check your house to make sure you're handling your guns well. Like, there are multiple amendments that one statement breaks, and she just says it.
And I believe, and I could be wrong, that she was, I thought she was senator. I think she was the attorney general still in California when she said this. Listen.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community. And just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible. And say-
yeah, that's stunning. That yeah. doesn't mean... That means even if you're legally owning a gun without any reason to think you've done anything illegal, we can violate the sanctity of your home
yeah.
and come in and check on it. Wow.
The way she even phrases it, we're going to break the sanctity of your locked home.
Yes.
Like she says locked. It's not even like, you had the door open and people came in. We're going to bust your door down and check you for guns.
Yeah. Listen to this one yesterday. This is Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, and Hillary Clinton talking about how they would like to criminalize your free speech if they disagree with you.
We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy.
And you know who she's talking about is Donald Trump. So in other words, if you're a Trump supporter, she's going to go after tech platforms that support Donald Trump.
And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrent.
It's just amazing. It's not just the leadership either. It's Democrat voters have lost their understanding of what free speech is because they could hold these people to the fire.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to give up quite a few of your values at that point.
Yeah, you really do.
Just to blindly follow that. They tell you exactly what they're thinking. Hillary Clinton wants to criminalize speech. She wants to criminalize speech she disagrees with, and it's all aimed at Donald Trump and Donald Trump supporters. She still hates you, just like she did when she called you a basket of deplorables.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And listen, Democrat voters, they're luring you in with this talk about we want to get rid of hate speech. Please ask the question of your leaders, who determines what hate speech is? Because if it's anything they disagree with, we're right back to Soviets here. And that's where we are, because they'll use that word to kind of say, hey, you like this, right? You like that we get rid of hate speech. You go, yeah, I don't like hate speech.
Yeah.
But then who's determining what hate speech is? Because it looks like, especially during the COVID era, that we could see very well that it wasn't about hate speech. It was about speech we disagree with. That is no longer having a First Amendment in the country.
No, it's not. It's YouTube banning me for talking about ivermectin during COVID, and we now know that it wasn't misinformation. It was information they didn't want you to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was truth that they didn't want you to hear because Big Pharma didn't want you to hear it.
Hey, real quick, can I give a big shout out to a bunch of listeners of the Mark Cox Morning Show?
Please do.
Yeah, at Scott Air Force Base, man, learning a whole bunch of people listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show every day.
Nice.
Big shout out to a guy named Chris Smalley who turns on the National Anthem full volume every day at 5
Except
o'clock.
Friday.
Nobody likes the fray on Friday that we play, but go ahead.
Well, there you go. Well, just a shout out to everybody at Scott Air Force Base.
Nice.
And Chris and the whole gang there that listen starting at 5 a.m.
I love it. Thank you, guys. We appreciate your service to our nation. All right. Wiggins, remind people when they can listen to Wiggins America this week.
7 to 8 Saturday morning, 7 to 8 Sunday evening.
All right. We're going to get to our guest here in just a minute. They're trying to help. They got a great event coming up at Asymmetric Solutions for veterans and trying to help veterans. And if you know a vet who might be interested, we're going to give you all the details coming up. So Carl and I have had one of those mornings when desk bourbon is a real possibility here at the when we get off the air. Sometimes before we get off the air, right, Carl?
A lot of it today.
Yeah, it's possible. And he's fired up because my son texted me earlier and said, what is going on at your radio station? You're playing Pitbull. And I'm like, well, Carl is celebrating the fact that he's going to the concert on Sunday.
Pitbull and T-Pain, everybody.
My kid is jealous. He said, I'm amazed you let him play it twice. I'm like, I don't tell Carl what to play. Carl knows what I like generally. Pitbull would not be on the list.
I make your father happy a lot.
True.
And then he's like, oh, man, I haven't heard this song in forever. And then it's stuck in his head. And then
I'm singing it all day.
You're welcome.
For sure. All right. You know what we love around here? We love helping veterans. We love guns. And I've been known to have a cigar on occasion. There's an event coming up called Veterans, Guns, and Cigars. And right now, I want to welcome Catherine Kostreva. I'm sorry. I knew I was going to do that. She is the CEO of Meritorious. And Catherine, I apologize for destroying your last name. How are you?
That's okay. I am so extraordinarily pleased to be here today, Mark. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for reaching out to me. I just tell people, I know you're a military spouse, and you have been helping veterans with a networking and a whole bunch of things for a long time.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's great to get you on this morning. Listen, when I saw your event, I'm like, wow, that's a great idea. Because I've heard a lot about Asymmetric Solutions, which is a great place, down near Farmington, and I've always wanted to go down there. And now you're combining an event with veterans where they can go down and mingle and maybe meet mentors or business owners, and that's coming up next weekend. Tell us about it.
All righty. So the event is called Veterans, Guns, and Cigars, and it's quite obvious because veterans love guns and cigars, so we thought we'd keep the title simple. We've actually hosted this event in 8 states across the country. We've had hundreds and hundreds of veterans and male spouses come out and join us. And the premise of the event is basically merging professional networking and marksmanship competition. So there really isn't anything out there like this. There's IDPA, there's Steel Challenge, there's lots of cool competitions. But I previously worked at various veteran nonprofits, and there was a lot of corporate networking. And so I saw that the veterans, we work a lot with special operations, and they're not going to really open up on the corporate floor, and it's very difficult for them to start conversation. But when we have an outdoor event, it could be fishing, hiking, whatever. They're just in their element. It's more comfortable. They're surrounded by their direct peers, people who they can relate to, talk to. My husband was a Marine. He was 2-5 Fox Company, so Blackheart. Excuse me. He would kill me if you heard me say Blackheart. But he's a Blackheart. So he was an assaultman, a breacher. He did 4 tours, Afghanistan, Iraq. And when I was, my work, he just said, hey, we got to get these veterans outside. And so we both co-founded Meritorious as a community, virtual one online. And then we broke out to have these in-person networking events called Veterans Guns and Cigars.
I love that. I love the concept because you're right. If you bring some of these folks into just like a sterile corporate environment, they're going to be maybe less comfortable. But if they're meeting people on their turf, then you have an opportunity for them to maybe be more relaxed and make more of an impression.
Amen. Yep, we have yet to have a single person leave our event and say, wow, I didn't make just like 2 connections. I made like 6 new friends.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned earlier mentorship and whatever, we cater towards a lot of executives and people who are business owners, these are prior service members. And then what we'll do is we'll sponsor tickets so that transitioning veterans, student veterans, wounded warriors, caregivers, male spouses can come out, you know, with a free ticket. They can shoot with these individuals side by side. And that's where just organically you have the mentorship, the career opportunities. Hey, you know, I could actually put your name in the hat here. Let's get you introduced to this guy, this gal. You know, your foot in the door, and a lot of magic is happening out there on the range.
Oh, sure. So I got about 2 minutes left here. Let's talk a little bit more about the connection to Asymmetric Solutions, which is down in Farmington, just south of St. Louis here. I've heard a lot about it. How'd you get paired up with them?
Well, we always have our events at outdoor shooting ranges. It's just a better environment. We work predominantly with those that are owned, operated by the special operations community.
Okay.
So Asymmetric Solutions, this is a tier-one facility. You know, Raiders, Marsoft, they run this facility located in Farmington. It's the Missouri Special Warfare Center. This is 1,800 acres. And for some of the listeners, they'll really enjoy the fact that they have this multi-level shoot house. It's 13,000 square feet playground. It's amazing. They've got a 2,000-meter precision shooting range. They've got the seven small arms ranges, which is where we'll be using a lot of those days for our events. They've got airborne airfield seizure facilities. It's a really beautiful facility, and they work specifically for training military and LEO. They do welcome civilians on the property, and so there's a lot of facilities across the country that don't do that. But predominantly, it's all training.
Yeah.
And then because that's their specialty, you know, we can rest assured that we're going to have an awesome event on September 29th. They've got their range safety officers. Again, these are all tier one operators running our competition.
So I'm about to run out of time here. How do people find out more about it? What's the easiest way?
Yep. Go to veteransgunsandcigars.com, and it's all spelled out, veteransgunsandcigars.com, to find out about the St. Louis event on September 29th. And it's all guns and ammo included in your ticket. Lunch is barbecue. You've got open range time, team competitions, individual competitions. And the best thing about our events is that if you win your pistol, rifle, or carbine competition, you shoot with the firearms we provide you, you win that firearm. You win the Ruger Mach 9. You win the custom Black Rain Ordnance AR-15. You win the Ruger PC carbine.
Yep.
So, and we do that because if you've shot and you've been trained to be lethal, you can shoot anything.
Catherine, I got to run. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Yep. We'll see you Monday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.